Welcome to Maseches Baba Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 2, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah says, Marchigin Goren Kivua Min Ha'ir. The halacha is that a person has to distance a permanent threshing house from the city, Chamishim Amma, at least 50 Amma, and that's because of the chaff that blows off of the wheat, and that damages all types of things. Similarly, Layasa Adam Goren Kivua B'Shay Shalai, a person should not make a permanent threshing area in his own field, unless there are 50 amas in every single direction. The Gemara explains that what this means to say is, what's the reason that a person cannot have a permanent threshing house in his property unless there's 50 amas, so that the chaff shouldn't damage the planted stuff and the freshly plowed ground of his friend, because the chaff dries out the plants and it disturbs the actual earth that's been plowed. So a person should be careful not to do that. Mishnah Tes, Mishnah 9. Marchigin Asad Avelos, a place where one piles dead carcasses of animals, Vesa Kvarais, or a cemetery, Vesa Borski, or a tannery, the place that they work through skins, Mino Ir Chamishim Amma, has to be at least 50 Amas away from the city because of the foul smell. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to make a tannery only on the eastern side of the city. Rashi explains because the eastern side of the city has a very small wind, a very gentle wind, and it doesn't blow the smell into the actual city itself. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says the chol ruach hoisa. A person is permitted to make a tannery in any direction, chut mi ma'arava, except in the western side. And the Gemara explains because the Shekhinah, the divine presence, is in the west, and people pray towards that direction, they daven towards that direction, so it's not appropriate to have a foul-smelling entity there. But a person that does it in the other directions, as we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah, there has to be at least 50 amos, approximately 100 feet in each direction. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Yud, Mishnah 10. Marchikin es ha-mishra, a person has to distance a place where they soak flax, min ha-yarak, from a vegetable garden, and the reason for that is because the chemicals that they use in soaking the flax would damage the actual vegetables. Vesakrishin, a person who plants beets has to keep them away min habitzalim, from his friend who's planting onions, because beets somehow ruin the taste of the onions. Vesachardol, a person who plants mustard seed in his own garden has to distance it min hadevirim, away from his friend who has a hive that produces honey. And the reason for that is because the bees come along and they eat the flowers of the mustard seed, and then that ruins their output of honey, and therefore a person has to keep it away. The Mishnah doesn't say exactly how far, but it seems like enough that it shouldn't damage. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Matir Bechardel, Rabbi Yossi said it's permissible for a person to plant mustard seed even though it's near the honey or the beehive. And the Mara says because he could tell the owner, it means the owner of this mustard seed, could tell the fellow that has the beehive, you're telling me I should move my mustard from you. You should move your bees from my mustard, because they come and they eat my flowers and they ruin my mustard seed. Maris explains that the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is called al hanizik laharchik esatz my min hamazik, which means to say it's the obligation of the fellow that's being damaged to move his stuff from the fellow that's damaging, and therefore he disagrees and says that it's permissible to plant mustard seed. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming Shabbos.